Sonia Sowich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about the region's business news. That's something we do every Friday. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning.
An 8-story housing and retail project in downtown Sacramento is closer to becoming a reality.
Yeah. This week, the city council denied an appeal of the project proposed by Shorenstein Properties. It will be at 601 Capitol Mall. Now, a downtown resident filed an appeal after the Planning Commission approved the project in December. He said the site on Capitol Mall deserves something taller.
What did city council members say about this?
Well, they were unanimous in denying the downtown residents' appeal this week. Some council members acknowledged that they, too, would like to see something taller at the site, but ultimately they decided that requiring a taller project at the site would make it financially infeasible under current conditions, and that could leave it undeveloped for years to come. Apparently, a high-rise residential project at the site would need rents of $4,000 a month for a studio apartment to pencil out. That's more than even the newest, shiniest projects in the region.
Okay, so the appeal's been denied. What happens now? When will this project move forward?
Shorenstein hasn't publicly commented on that, but it appears the project now stands a better chance of being developed soon. Ultimately, it's expected to be an 8-story project of 162 apartments and ground floor retail at a property that's currently developed as a parking lot.
There's some other downtown news. A store called Capital Books is filling a spot next to the Crest Theater on K Street. And this is sort of unusual because we don't hear a lot about new bookstores. How does this business plan to compete with online retailers like Amazon?
Sure. Well, surprisingly, the outlook isn't all doom and gloom for bookstores such as this one. Online retailers still pose a possible threat, but many independent booksellers are defying predictions that they'd be crushed. That's partially due to reduced competition from big box bookseller chains, some of which have closed stores. So that's part of the reason why the owners of Capital Books are optimistic. Their store could open in April. Now, the husband and wife team behind the bookstore hopes to work with the Crest in hosting community events. That's one way local bookstores have attracted customers in recent years.
And what kind of books are we talking about? Would this just be new books?
Yeah, there are a handful of used bookstores in the city's core, but owners of this new business saw a void when it came to stores selling new books. They also said the inventory is more predictable at new bookstores. You don't run the risk of having 500 copies of 50 Shades of Grey, for example. And some of the store's inventory will tie into the Crest with books related to pop culture, for example. Along with modern bestsellers, there's also expected to be a selection of business books to appeal to downtown workers, and the owners expect to gauge the inventory at least partially based on customer demand.
And it's strictly books?
No, many bookstores have expanded their inventory to include gift items that have higher margins than books. That will be the case at Capital Books, where those items are expected to make up 10 to 15% of the inventory. Board games are an example of the other products the store will sell.
And finally, a recent home sale in the Fab 40s neighborhood could be a record price for East Sacramento.
Escrow recently closed on the home at 1445 45th Street. The price was $3.35 million. Amenities at the home include 6 bedrooms, a wood-paneled library, upstairs verandas, and a pool.
And there's a Hollywood connection here too, right?
Yes, absolutely. This home had a cameo in the film Lady Bird, though it wasn't the movie's signature blue house. The buyer is a local family with children, and the high price reflects luxury buyers who are taking advantage of stock market appreciation and overall economic strength.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sowich with the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.